Hi.
It is loud where I am, so ignore that.
All right, let's get started.
So, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
I'm good. Anything interesting we need to tell the people?
No.
Okay, do I just get right into it?
Yeah, because we only have a few minutes to film. Well, I gotta be out of the house and, like, is it gonna be done 30 minutes?
How long?
30?
Possibly.
Okay, because I gotta be out and I have to go somewhere in, like, 30 minutes.
It might be done.
Okay. If not, we can film, we can finish it, like, later tonight, too.
Yeah. Alright, so today, we're gonna be talking about the murder of Cassie Jo Stoddart.
Who?
Her name's Cassie. This is named, like, the murder is nicknamed the Scream Murder.
Oh.
Which we all know, well, I mean, you at least know how much I am obsessed with the Scream movies.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm literally wearing my Scream earrings right now.
Oh, wait, I do have one thing to say. Thank you to everyone who has been listening. We really appreciate it.
We now
hit 200 views in the past week.
That's like, amazing.
With people, like, just listening. Yeah. It was just, like, the week thing. So, thank you guys so much.
Oh, and also, quick thing, really quick. We're going to be starting a new thing this year. We're going to be introducing different themed months with, like, different things. We'll get into that next week. And also, April 22nd would be our first year having this podcast, like a first full year.
Yeah. Also, if you haven't caught on to this yet, we do post every Friday.
So. Yeah. We at least try to.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's get started. Okay. If I say anything wrong, I'm so sorry. In Pocatello, oh my god, I got it right the other day. Oh my god.
Don't worry about it.
In Pocatello, Idaho. We're telling if that's correct because Pocatello. Jesus crap. In Pocatello High School, Idaho, there is an old high school. I'm not even gonna attempt to say it again. I only seen this one place, but I think it just works with the whole intro, so we're just going to go with it. The school is said to be haunted, and I've heard from some other things as well that there's actually been deaths that's taken place there.
Okay.
But whether or not that's true, there has definitely been evil that has come from the school.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, today we're going to be talking about the murder of Cassie Jo Stoddart. Cassie was a 16-year-old junior at Pocatello High School. She was a straight-A student. She was also very artistic. Mm-hmm. And she also had a boyfriend. What's his name? Okay. Matt Beckham. Let's see. Okay, so Brian Draper and Tori Adamek were both Cassie's friends.
Okay.
Brian and Tori both shared a love for horror movies, such as Scream. They also wanted to make their own horror movie. They were always seen with, like, a camcorder recording, like, everything.
What? A what? Yeah,
a camcorder.
What is that?
Like an old kind of camera.
Oh my gosh, duh. I'm sorry.
this is back in 2006.
Oh. Hey! Sorry.
They also admired serial killers, such as Ted Bundy, Ed Gein, the Zodiac Killer, and the Hillside Strangler. Scream, okay. Like I said, was a movie they both loved. They also idolized the Columbine shooting.
Oh my.
Both of these things gave them inspiration to kill their friend, Cassie. Great friends.
This sounds. Okay.
this murder, obviously all the cases we've done before has been, are obviously very upsetting.
Yeah.
But this one in particular really upsets me. I think it's maybe because I have, they like to film stuff. And I've actually seen the tapes they've made. Oh, and they're just very hard to watch.
Why?
There's no murder or anything. There's no murder.
I don't care. Why?
It was for the research. I had a reason. Also, I accidentally clicked on it. Anyway.
That's just so disturbing.
This is actually into this all now. The whole murder process, I guess. Not. Never mind. Anyway. They filmed the day before the murder. They recorded their planning process, which they wrote on paper hours before the murder.
If you tell me they filmed... Oh, my God. Okay.
They didn't film the murder.
Okay.
But they actually filmed their planning process while they were in school. They skipped their fourth-hour class. What?
Okay.
In this recording, they apologized to Cassie and her family.
If you knew it was wrong, then why did you, what?
Exactly. Okay. They filmed before the murder, and they also filmed directly after once they were back in their car. They wanted the attention. Yeah. So at some point, the day of the murder, while they were still in school, Brian walked up to Cassie while she was at her locker. This is actually, like, one of the tapes he was recording.
Yeah.
He says, "Hey, look, it's Cassie." And she says, "Hello." He says, "I'm getting you on tape. Say hi, please." And then she says, "Hi,"
oh,
again.
Oh, my God.
And then just hours later that night, they killed her. Yeah. It was... What?
Okay.
It was September 22nd, 2006, and Cassie was alone house-sitting for her aunt and uncle while they were away. Cassie's mom dropped her off after school to begin house-sitting at 5:30. She invited her boyfriend over to watch a movie. Brian and Tori also ended up there as well to watch a movie with them. Matt was the one that actually invited them over. Let's see. Brian and Tori end up leaving not long after they got there to go to see a movie at the movie theater instead.
Yeah.
Without Cassie's knowledge, however, Brian and Tori unlocked the back door before they left.
Oh.
Instead of going to the movies, they get back in their car to make another tape. I'm actually going... to read the tape transcripts. I'm not gonna play any of the like clips or anything because some people just get a lot more disturbed than others with that kind of stuff, you know.
Me.
Sorry. This is actually the tape that they filmed the day before the murder.
Yeah.
One sec. Sorry, I'm trying to find it real quick.
You're good. I'm thinking this is gonna be a case that I'm not, that's gonna like haunt me a little bit.
Okay, so Brian says, "We found our victim, and sad as it may be, she's our friend, but you know what? We all have to make sacrifices."
Okay,
our first victim,
no, you don't.
Exactly. Our first victim is going to be Cassie Stoddard and her friends. They also planned on killing other people.
How many people?
I don't know.
How many they actually?
I don't know. They had like a whole list, but
no. Like, how many people do they actually like hurt?
Kill?
Yeah, I guess.
Just
or
one.
Hurt?
Just okay. Her. But there's actually apparently they have been to other like they were, they have went to other people's houses in hopes to kill them, thinking they were alone, but they happened to not be alone.
Oh.
Which is a good thing, you know, because they did not get killed.
Yeah.
Let's see. I have no idea where I was. So, yeah, this is, like I said, the day before the murder. Let me see. Some of this isn't very family friendly.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter anymore.
None of this.
Tori says, I'm horny just thinking about it.
Oh my.
Disgusting. No.
I did not think you were going to say that. I thought you were...
Hey, I'm not no classy person. I'm sorry.
It's fun.
I'm not reading all of it because there's a lot.
Yeah, but probably like, you should just not read any of it because I don't...
No, I have to. It's part of it. But, like, yeah, they are naming, like, other serial killers and stuff like that. Let's get to another tape now. This is there's like four tapes, I think. Okay. This is directly before the murder. No, this isn't directly before. This is them actually planning it.
Okay. Well,
Brian says September 22nd, 2006. We're skipping our 4th hour class. We're writing our plan right now for tonight. It's going to be cool.
I don't think it will.
No. Tori says, we're making our death list right now for actually tonight. And then a teacher or someone, I don't know who it is, someone's watching them, though. And they're like, freak out, you know. Hope not get caught. Sorry if this is, like, confusing. This is what Brian says. As long as you're patient, you know, and we were patient, and now we're getting paid off because our victim's home alone. So we got our plan all worked out now. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Cassie's family, but she had to be the one. We have to stick with the plan, and she's perfect, so she's going to die.
Did they give a reason?
Because she just happened to be home alone.
That is the whole reason?
Yeah. Okay, this is directly before the murder. Not, like, directly, but, yeah.
Like, there was nothing else that made them think, like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay, just home alone. That doesn't make me any more scared to stay home alone.
So, Brian says, we're here in this car. The time is 9:50, September 22nd, 2006. Unfortunately, we have the grueling task of killing our two friends, and they are right in that house just down the street. We'll get to that later. Tori says, we just talked to them. We were there for an hour, but... And then Brian says, we checked out the whole house. We know there's lots of doors. There's lots of places to hide. I unlocked the back doors. It's all locked. Now we just got to wait, and, yep. We're really nervous right now, but, you know, we're ready. This, like, ruined Pink Floyd for me, because I am a huge Pink Floyd fan. But Tori says, we're listening to the greatest rock band ever. Brian says, we've waited for this for a long time. Tori says, Pink Floyd, before we commit the ultimate crime of murder. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And, like, they ruined Pink Floyd for me.
Wow. All right.
We're going to get to the murder in a minute, but I want to read this last tape they did real quick. This is directly after the murder.
Okay.
Brian says, just killed Cassie. We just left her house. This is not an effing joke. I'm not going to say the word because, I mean, we are a little family friendly here. Tori says, I'm shaking.
That's a lie. So
we don't talk about that, okay? Brian says, I stabbed her in the throat and I saw her lifeless body. It just disappeared. Dude, I just killed Cassie.
That's uncomfortable.
Tori says, oh my God.
What else did they do that makes this such a long case today, though?
It's a lot of information.
I know, I'm just confused. I feel like, not that I want to be done, I want to hear the whole story, but I feel like that's where it could have ended, though. And then there's more now?
But I haven't even told you how they killed her!
I don't want to know how! Oh my God, how?
Well, that's what we do here! That's our freaking job! Go ahead. Okay, yeah. Brian's like, oh, F, that felt like it wasn't even real. I mean, it went by so fast. Tori's like, shut the F up. We got to get our act straight. And then Brian says, it's okay. Okay, we'll just go buy movie tickets now. I don't actually know if
what
they...
Movie?
It's some new scary movie there in the theater. They never actually went, obviously.
Yeah.
But wait, I don't know if they ever actually bought tickets or not. But anyway. So, back to the whole story. It was almost time for Matt to leave her boyfriend. Mm-hmm. When all of a sudden, the power shut off. It turned back on after a couple moments passed. Cassie was obviously, you know, shaken up and wanted Matt to stay. And he also wanted to say anything or something. But anyway, his mom wouldn't allow him to. His mom did say, though, that Cassie could stay at their house. But she didn't want to leave her aunt and uncle's house because, you know, she's responsible. She was told to watch their house. That's what she's going to do.
Okay, yeah. But if you're freaked out, probably trust your gut. If that's, yeah. This is the reason why.
Yeah. Matt also called and told Brian and Tori that he was leaving the house. I don't really know why, but he called them. I saw somewhere that he was hoping to hang out with them later that night or something. So maybe that's why, but I don't know.
Did he?
But anyway. Well, clearly not. No.
Well, have they not done it yet? Wait, what?
No, they haven't killed her yet. She's still
alive. Oh my gosh, you're like going back and forth.
Okay, so when Matt had called Brian and Tori to say he was leaving, the boys were already back inside of the house. They were down.
Were two boys? I thought it was a boy and a girl.
Okay, so Cassie and Matt are dating. Cassie's the one that gets killed. They are upstairs watching a movie. Tori and Brian are their friends who
left. Is Tori
left...
a guy?
Yes, they're both guys.
Oh, I thought Tori was a girl. Oh.
No, they're both guys.
Oh my gosh, this makes this case so much worse. Okay.
Yeah. They were down in the basement. On the phone, they were whispering because they were in the house. Because they didn't want to be heard, obviously. They were inside of the house.
Yeah.
But Matt just assumed since they were in a movie theater, they had to be quiet. Mm. They were also the ones who shut off the power, which is kind of self-explanatory. But...
Well, yeah.
I've seen some conflicting things on this. But some say she was asleep at this point and some say she wasn't. But regardless, Brian and Tori began turning the power on and off again and banging things around.
Okay, this is when you, like, jump out of a window and run for your life.
That's what I would have done.
Yeah.
This, regardless if Cassie was sleeping, she would have woken up at this time. But the boys had changed into black clothes and masks. The masks were white with, like, red marks on it. That almost looked like someone was crying blood. I actually have some pictures for today's post. I'll show you that later. They were hoping that Cassie would go down the basement to check the breaker box, but she didn't. I mean, who wants to go in a dark, creepy basement?
Me. I'm kidding. That was a lie.
So, Tori and Brian went up the steps, and they slammed a door to scare her.
Oh.
And they kept making, like, a bunch of other sounds trying to scare her. They find Cassie, and she asks who they are, you know, freaking out. Tori is the first one to stab her. Tori turns to Brian and says, "We have to finish killing her." I didn't think they'd get this far.
Okay.
They both continue stabbing her. They stabbed her a total of 29 to 30 times.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Brian and Tori leave the house. As soon as they leave, they begin recording again, which I've read the transcripts to that.
Yeah.
And they are clearly very panicked in it. Like I said, some things say they bought movie tickets and some didn't. So, you know, they had an alibi. Anyway.
Well.
They went.
Okay. Well, can't they just, was it with cash or, like, with?
I don't know. But regardless, it kind of would have been, it could have been stupid, honestly, because it would have said what time you got them.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah.
So, they were, while they were filming, they were, like, driving around in their car. So they went back to the house and they got a blue plastic like sack. It was like a garbage bag. They put their clothes in it. Yeah, it's like the blue garbage bag basically. They put their clothes in it, they put the masks in it, they put the knives in it. They also grabbed some rubbing alcohol. They put everything in the car and they stopped at a store to buy matches. They just left Cassie's body there.
Oh,
they go to a local canyon and they burn the bag with the items in it and they bury it. They also buried the tapes they recorded.
What?
They drive.
I feel like
what?
They didn't burn the tapes too.
No, they didn't.
That's stupid.
Yeah. They drive to Tori's house and watch a movie. Casually. Like, right after that, they just go to Tori's house and watch a movie. Anyway, Cassie's aunt and uncle return home 2 days later, on September 24th, 2006. Cassie's 13-year-old cousin is the one who finds Cassie's lifeless body on the living room floor. The family calls the police and Cassie's mom.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Like, we'll get into that part later. Yeah. So, obviously, you know, if you know any horror movies or anything, obviously the boyfriend is looked at first. So, obviously, he was the first person of interest because he was the last person that she was seen with. Or so they thought. Matt had spent the night at Tori's house the night after the murder.
Yeah.
Matt had showed concern that Cassie hadn't been answering his calls. Matt didn't have a car and went to Tori to take him to see Cassie, but Tori said he didn't have enough gas to go up there since he needed the rest of the gas to last the rest of the week. But obviously, you know, that was probably a lie because he didn't want, you know, he didn't want him to know that Cassie was dead.
Well, no, done.
When the cops interrogated Matt, he was the one that told them the bride and Tori had also been there that night. So the police interviewed Tori first. He said that he was at the house, but him and Brian left to go to the theater. The police ask what movie they went to, and Tori tells them whatever movie they went to. And so the police actually ask him for details of the movie, such as who played in it. Tori obviously had no idea, since it was a new movie and he hadn't seen it yet. They moved on from the question and asked him for more details from that night. Tori told him that Brian spent the rest of the night at his house. They, you know, stayed at Tori's house.
Yeah.
The next day, they interviewed Brian, and he said the same thing. They also asked him what movie, like, what was the movie about, and he couldn't explain either. Because, you know, neither of them actually went to see it.
Yeah.
So, the police interviewed other students at the high school. They told Brian, I mean, they told the police that Brian and Tori were obsessed with horror movies and everything in that category. They were always, like, you know, filming and wanted to make their own horror movie. They also said, yeah, they wanted to make their own horror movie. They also said that Tori had a set of knives he would talk about all the time.
And
they also said the pair would brag and say that they could get away with killing someone.
Let me guess, they found the knives.
They will. They also told, oh my God. They also said that Tori had a crush on Cassie. Matt also said this, which I find very ironic considering the fact that Tori was the one that stabbed her first. Anyway, Brian and Tori were arrested on September 27th, 2006, only 5 days after the murder. They clearly were not that good at getting away with it. You know, like they bragged they could do. But anyway, they were charged with first-degree murder. They both turned on each other, as most people do, and blame each other for the crime. They claim that they were just going to scare her, not kill her. During the separate trials in 2007, they both received life in prison without the possibility of parole. Also, I totally forgot to mention this, that Brian was actually the one that brought them to where they buried all the stuff. And they saw the tapes and all. Totally forgot to mention that. Yeah, Brian was the one that took them there. They were charged as adults, even though they were 16.
Okay, yeah, but after you're 13, I think you can get charged as an adult.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really, yeah, like, you usually get charged as an adult after 13, I think.
Yeah.
I might be wrong on that, actually.
I don't know.
But you're allowed to be.
They are both still serving their time at Idaho State Correctional Institution. They have both appealed, but have been denied. They're both in their 30s now.
How long did they get? Life?
Yeah, life without the possibility of parole.
Okay, so, like, life sentence or life in prison?
Life in prison.
Okay. Because I think a life sentence is only like 15 to 25 years, but life in prison is like literal life in prison.
You think I know this by now, but I still don't. Yeah. Cassie's family tried to sue the school for not seeing the boys were clearly a threat. However, they lost. Brian, what? Yeah.
I mean, I get that, but like...
Yeah.
It's hard to, like, sue a... Like, how would a school know?
Well, I mean, they were talking about murder and stuff during classes and in school.
Oh, that's how a school would know.
Anyway, Brian has since taken responsibility for what he's done and shows remorse. He's done interviews apologizing to Cassie and her family. Tori, however, still hasn't taken responsibility for his actions, claiming he was innocent because he was 16. Oh. And Tori's parents have actually written a book claiming their son is innocent, which is terrible because they're profiting off this terrible murder that he clearly was responsible for. I mean, he was the first one to stab her.
Yeah.
But anyway, since the murder, the aunt and uncle haven't returned to live in the home.
Yeah,
The state gave them temporary housing during the investigation, but even after that, they didn't want to live there, understandably.
Yeah.
They put up the house for sale, but had a very hard time selling it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was sold, but I think it's actually back on the market now. But the aunt and uncle and daughter had difficult times getting past this, obviously. The daughter, I know the aunt had, like, severe depression from it. The daughter also did try to commit suicide.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, can we blame her, though? She did find a dead body on her living room floor.
Yeah, and it was her cousin's, wasn't it?
Yeah. But that's all I have for you today.
Thank you guys so much for listening, and thank you so much for, like, listening, and if you have been watching us for a while, I cannot thank you enough because you have stuck with us, and that is such just... It's amazing. It is.
Yeah.
I know it's such a little amount, but it's so big to both of us.
Yeah, I mean, we just started this for fun because we're just like, let's totally just do this. We had a random thought. We're on a phone call. And we're like, let's start a podcast. And I mean, I never thought we'd get more than 50 plays. I mean, I didn't think we'd get more than 20.
When we hit 50 plays, I remember screaming in my bedroom and being like, oh my God, that is amazing.
It's
and
a lot of...
100 was like, it dumbfounded me. And this...
Yeah, I mean,
I didn't even know what to say.
To other people, obviously, that might not be a lot, but I mean, to us, it's insane. I mean, we're high
starting up something.
Like, I mean, we're like, I mean, amongst our ages, but we're like high school students. I mean, this is crazy to us.
Yeah, we started this for fun, and we've been doing it for a year,
maybe just about. Yeah,
that many in April. That much, I don't know, but it's amazing to us. So.
Yeah, it's crazy. And thank we have, guys. Yeah, thank you so much. We have lots planned for this new year.
Yes. Please continue listening.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much again. Go follow us on Instagram and Twitter and,
And you can follow our cases and all. We post pictures from every case on there as well. And, thank you so much.
Thank you guys so much. It's been an amazing almost full year.
We'll have a very special episode for a year.
Yes,
hopefully.
We'll have I don't know,
something.
We'll figure it out.
We're gonna have a business meeting.
All right, thank you guys so much. Have an amazing rest of your day, week, night, year.
You know,
and please come back to listen again.
Bye.